My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. So good to be with you. I apologize for the brief break there. It's so funny. I'm watching the screen anyway, and everything looked like it was going to time out just right. And the next thing I know, I've got black screen. Well, welcome aboard. Good to have everybody here with me, and I greatly appreciate it. I've got a great 2 hours. Our first hour talked quite a bit about January 6th. I gave you essentially the content of a commentary that I made on Saturday evening at an event called Boots and Barbecue. They had an open mic opportunity to speak to the people who were on stage, which was Jason Jones, Wade Miller, Congressman Chip Roy, and Don Huffines, who ran for governor here. And I just stood up and just basically said, listen, we've got, you know, these issues. And what I want to know more than anything is number one, America has had war declared against it through the invasion of our southern border. We're at war. We have an invasion at our southern border. Texas has an invasion, and under the constitutional Article 1, Section 10, we have a right to declare that we are under attack and act accordingly. In addition to that, we have Americans, Texans, in an American gulag in Washington, D.C., that need to be set free. They are being held there without charges. Their families are getting some reports out of there of bear spray in their faces, of them being forced to medicate while they're in prison. Okay? These are inhumane. This is inhumane treatment. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert have all documented the things that they are aware of that are going on there. These are prisoners of war within the boundaries of the United States that are citizens of our country, and they must be set free. They must be. And as individual states, when the federal government becomes tyrannical and breaks its oaths of office, then the states have a responsibility to defend their citizens against federal tyranny. That's in the Constitution. And as Christians, we have a responsibility before God to stand against wickedness. And that's part of what we're going to talk about right now with David Wormser, is the wickedness that's happening in Israel, in the Middle East. Iran is an embodiment of evil and wickedness and oppression and tyranny. Islam is evil at its roots, the belief system. This isn't coming against people that are indoctrinated and need to know the truth. But this is saying that Iran wants to destroy Israel, and Iran wants to destroy America, and Iran wants to destroy anything that is related to our holy scriptures and our God. David, welcome. Jump on in, man. I made the water real warm.
Yeah, you did. Well, you started with the boots and barbecue, and I'm sort of jealous sitting in Washington hearing about a Texas barbecue. It's just, you know, you can't get that sort of stuff around here.
It was great. It was outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, we can go up to Baltimore and have crabs, but other than that, Washington is not your, you know, comfort food haven of choice. So.
It's not comfort of any point right now, really. It's, my gosh.
No. You mentioned this interview or the situation with Iran in the interview.
Leslie Stahl's interview on 60 Minutes. Yes, I talked with Joel Rosenberg very briefly about it in our last segment. Please go ahead and elaborate.
Well, you know, I think the symbolism of that interview is that literally a day or two ago, a young girl, a 22-year-old woman, died from blunt head injuries administered by the Iranian state, because she wasn't wearing a veil. In other words, they executed her through beating her up, for not wearing a veil, properly. And yet Leslie Stahl goes on this interview and she wears a veil. It's the symbolism of Western elites cowering and fawning in front of dictators who are killing their own citizens for the very basic right of not wearing a veil if they don't want to. And there goes Leslie Stahl and wears the veil. I think the symbolism of that and the complete bankruptcy of this media elite is really exposed by that. So, we can go into the details of the substance of the interview, which was equally offensive. But that right there, I think, captures the problem here.
Well, it does, but I do think that, you know, that the substance of it and the refusal to recognize and acknowledge the aspirations of Iran and their hostility towards America, towards Christianity, towards Judaism, towards our Judeo-Christian values, And you know, when you're sitting in front of someone whose leadership has called us the great Satan, and you won't ask them the question or confront them over that statement or ask them to renounce it. Will you renounce the statement of calling us the great Satan? Will you renounce the statements that have been made and endorsed by your religious leadership that America must be destroyed? Kill Americans, destroy America. Those are the things that have been yelled in your streets at your political rallies. And my question to you is, do you renounce those things? And can you right now in front of the world say, we do not agree with that, and that is not our policy?
And they don't have any problem saying, no, we don't renounce it. That is our policy.
Well,
they're quite proud of it, and it's the essence of their legitimacy in their own mind, is that they will destroy the West. They will make Islam triumphant over the West. It will become, everybody will become in the end Islamic. You know, there was a big debate in 2006 over the moderates versus hardliners, because we had Ahmadinejad, the guy who really was a poster child for repulsive leadership, as head of Iran. And they had a very sophisticated foreign minister, Larijani, who was negotiating their nuclear issues back then with us. And there was this big discussion about moderates and hardliners. But since I didn't have anything better to do, I would actually read the speeches and presentations on TV that the Iranians were saying to themselves. And the moderation versus hardliner was how far you can go with diplomacy to trick the West to kill itself before you kill them off. So the moderates say, well, you can use diplomacy a little bit longer, and then kill them off because they've weakened themselves. And the hardliners who say, just put your faith in God immediately and let's just try to kill them off now. So that defines moderate and hardliner. They both were clear. In fact, Larijani, the quote, moderate, when he went to London, the message he actually gave the British was convert now to Islam. Because if you convert now, you'll get a better deal. Afterwards, we'll just kill you. So this is the quote, moderate camp that we hope for delivering. There are no moderates. It's a tactical difference if there are any. And they are proud of their desire to destroy us. It's the essence of their ideology is the destruction of Christendom.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is, you know, it is also one of the reasons that Thomas Jefferson chose Christianity over all other belief systems, because his vision, his hope was, is that there could be some form of coexistence per se, that people who had a belief system that were different would be able to come and practice what they believed to the extent that it didn't go to that place. And unfortunately, this is what we have learned about Islam, and what I've tried to share here on our program in explaining it is that there is within Islam, if you're going to read the Quran and understand Islam, you're going to understand that the ultimate goal of Islam, it is killing everything and everyone that does not follow their system, period.
Yeah, you know, there are some countries trying to turn the corner, like the UAE, and trying to reinterpret Islam in ways that maybe are more amenable to tolerance. But you have to look at the Islamic world and ask yourself, why is it that at every seam line between the Islamic world and a non-Islamic population, there's war and conflict and strife?
Well, and I would to go a step further, David, and suggest, because their mantra becomes, well, if we're just an Islamic state, then there will be peace. Well, but let's bear in mind, as you mentioned, I believe about the young girl, that was killed, right? Okay. For not wearing a veil. She's Muslim. She wasn't Christian.
Was.
She wasn't Buddhist. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't some other religion. She was a Muslim woman who dared not to cover her face and was bluntly beaten about the head and murdered for such. So even within Islamic states, because there is this one-upmanship of I'm following the law more than you are, they literally kill one another in an effort to prove that they're more Islamic.
Absolutely. The greatest victims of Islamic homicide are Muslims, and the greatest perpetrators of homicide against Muslims are Islamic governments and movements. The internal killing in the Islamic world is stunning. I mean, you can dismiss Syria as between Alawites who they claim aren't Muslim, but you look at Iraq and what happened between the Sunnis and Shiites there.
There you go.
The general seam line between Sunnis and Shiites, between Sunnis, what Al-Qaeda did to their own, what ISIS does to its own, and that's after they get through doing these horrible things to Christians in the Middle East and Jews and Israelis and et cetera, and Hindus. Don't forget how many Hindus have been killed too.
Absolutely. So, well, and the Sikh in Afghanistan, and I understand that. I just wish that the Sikh wouldn't go ahead and then come into India and kill our Christians and murder right. the people in my churches. I'll be back to talk yeah. about all of this and more. David Wormser's with us. Coming back right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, David Wormser, Center for Security Policies expert, on Israel and on anti-Semitism. And, David, we were talking about the violence that happens within the Islamic states themselves. You were just talking about what happens at the fringes, and I was sharing with you, you know, with my India ministry in Punjab, we have the issues, with Pakistan and the Muslim issues that are taking place there. Sikh that are coming in, we talked about, you know, and I've been telling folks, we need your help. We are under assault by the Sikhs in Punjab, who are the majority. About 65% of Punjab is Sikh, and they have basically sworn out that they are going to wipe Christianity out of their state. And so we need financial assistance to provide for security, so we can at least turn these issues in to the local government officials and hope that they act justly. But Jammu, Kashmir has issues with Afghanistan and Muslims there, and Jammu and Kashmir have issues with China. David, speak to these fringes as you were sharing with me.
Well, the fringe is basically, the concept is that the world of Islam is the world of Islam, the world of peace, and the world of the world beyond Islam is the Dar al-Harb, which is the world of the sword. And of course, the seam line is the battleground. So by its very definition, the seam lines are violent. The second thing that's important is wherever there are a large minority of Muslims, in on these seam lines, or even in Europe, say in Sweden and so forth. And you see this in Israel, and one has to remember that Israeli Arabs amount to about 17%, 18% of the population. So they're not a majority or even a very large, they're a large minority, but they're not 30, 40%. But what I'm getting at is that there's a lawlessness there. And the lawlessness is essentially derived from the idea that they answer only to Sharia. There is no law code that has any legitimacy beyond that. So you can go ahead and drive at 120 miles an hour. Who cares? So you get caught by the police. Don't pay anything. Don't pay a fine. Don't drive with a license. Who cares? It's not my law. So they have this sort of attitude of lawlessness that has begun to obtain in any community of scale. In the non-Muslim world or along the edges of the Muslim world, because they don't recognize the authority of either a Christian government or any non-Muslim government or a secular government. They just don't.
Well, and we're watching that in Minnesota, right? With the Somali refugees and things, you know, what's happening right here within our own borders. I think something that's interesting to note in contrasting with that is that there are many Palestinians and many who are of the Muslim faith who are living peacefully, having their rights protected, and are flourishing and are grateful for where they live and grateful to the Israeli government for the settlements and for some of the stability that is provided by the Israeli government in these settlement areas, and even protection from some of those that are forcing Sharia, because they're kind of like, well, it's like the Democrats in America, right? I was born to be a Democrat. I don't know. I vote Democrat because my dad did and my granddad did. And I didn't realize that, you know, that, yeah.
The fact is that Palestinians living under Israeli control have more rights than Arabs in any other country at this point. They also have better economic conditions. The economics alone doesn't justify Israel's presence. There's a thousand other reasons for that, but one does have to recognize these are not suffering people.
Right.
And that's, by the way, the irony of these boycott the vests and sanction movement, the BDS movement against Israel, is the people they hurt the most are the Palestinians.
Yeah, are the very people that they, that, well, and, but it's, see, yeah. It's no different. It's CRT is the same way. And so you know, all of the left's policies in reality injure the very people that the left supposedly, you know, claims that they are most concerned about. Final minute here, and I'm glad we got into this, by the way, because it's important for people to understand this. But final minute, the issue of Iran and nukes and where that sits right now, in your estimation, about 60 seconds.
Well, technologically, it's possible the Iranians have crossed the threshold with knowing how to build a bomb. I mean, they're related to and close to the North Koreans, who do have a device. So one has to assume that they can cross that at will.
Yeah.
As far as the uranium goes, they are now at the point where they have enough 60% enriched uranium to build a bomb. 60% is not enough to build a bomb. You have to go to 93. However, the distance to enrich from 0 to 18% is the vast majority of the distance you have to go. From 60% to 90%+ is literally a heartbeat. So the Iranians now basically have the material for the bomb. So I think we're headed to a point of decision with the Israelis on Lebanon and the Iranians.
And what they're going to have to do, and then subsequently what that chain reaction is going to look like.
This administration, they're on their own.
Yep. All right. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. Thank you, my friend. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Back with Tom McHale. We're going to talk about our Constitution and Constitution Day, which was Saturday.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome back to the program. He was with me for very briefly, right, on Friday, I think it was. We had you on Friday.
We had a few minutes.
Yeah, we did. We had some nice conversation, and I asked him. I said, "Would you do me a favor? Would you come back on the program with me on Monday so we can continue this great conversation?" And so he agreed to do so, and I want to welcome Tom McHale to the program with ACRU, and that is the American Constitutional Rights Union, ACRU.org. And it's, by the way, the ACRU.org, the ACRU.org is the website, and we welcome Tom McHale to the program. Tom, welcome. Good to have you.
Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Great.
Absolutely.
Way to start the week.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, Saturday was Constitution Day, and I guess really that, you know, the issue of our conversation would have to be the crisis that exists constitutionally. I mean, when you look at, and I got up and spoke very briefly Saturday night at the Boots and Barbecue, but about, you know, the five elements of the First Amendment: religious liberty, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to redress the government, and freedom to peacefully assemble, and suggested that those that are being held, many without formal charges and many for ridiculous charges, in the American Gulag in Washington, D.C., have had all of those rights stripped from them, as has this administration attempted to do that. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Fifth Circuit Court just issued this ruling, and it specifically what it says, and I'll read the bottom part. This is Ken Paxton, and the state of Texas, you know, said that social media cannot censor in the way that they've been censoring. And so there was a lawsuit that's been filed, and the initial injunction, essentially was, well, let me see if I can get it. Okay. It says, today we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say. Because the district court held otherwise, we reverse its injunction and remand for further proceedings. And the, up a little further, it says, the implications of the platform's argument are staggering. On the platform's view, email providers, mobile phone companies, and banks could cancel the accounts of anyone who sends an email, makes a phone call, or spends money in support of a disfavored political party, candidate, or business.
Well, I mean, if you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about, right? Okay, well, so your entire audience just fell off their chairs. That was a very cynical and sarcastic remark, right? Are there any more dangerous words in history than that phrase, right? It's stunning, I'll tell you, what's going on with that. And we're hearing, you know, as part of the same effort that Facebook has basically been taking orders or suggestions, if we'll loosely call them that, from the government on what to quote unquote censor and, you know, what and how to publish. So that's frightening stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I look at it when you consider what our Constitution was designed to do, Tom. I mean, our Constitution was designed to protect us from the kinds of things. It's interesting, this morning was the funeral of the Queen of England, which, you know, by all accounts, you know, it would seem that this woman had a very strong faith base. She oversaw essentially the dismantling of the United Kingdom, as it were. And yet when you consider what our founding fathers were battling, they were battling a King George. And one of the cries was, you know, who's going to be your king, George or Jesus? And our founders said, no, we're going to go back. We're going to reject the idea of a king, and we're going to make the people sovereign once again. And I would suggest on this time of celebrating the day of the Constitution, we need to really reflect upon how many of those rights and liberties we've abandoned.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. And, you know, one of the reasons I wrote a book on the Constitution, and one of the reasons I did that was because so many of us, one, either don't know what it says, certainly don't know the importance of what it says and the significance. And, it was a high time to make it, easily accessible, to everyone, really, to understand its significance.
Let me ask, cause I don't know this of your background. I know that ACRU has many attorneys that are a part of it. I don't know. Is Lori an attorney?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We have attorneys that work with us on, on occasion we do get involved in legal actions in support of constitutional cases.
Yeah, I thought that that was the case. I wasn't sure if you were a legal counsel or not. I didn't want to make an inappropriate assumption.
I am not. Actually, it's funny. You started off talking about the tech industry. I spent over 20 years in the tech business, and I've seen firsthand how they view the rest of us mere mortals. You know, I'm not even being.
No.
Here.
I know. I know you're not.
They really do believe they know what's best for us and are doing the righteous and moral thing to protect us from ourselves. I mean, that is the pervasive assumption in a large swath of that industry.
No, I've had, Ryan Hartwig and Zach Voorhees both, you know, the Facebook and the Google whistleblowers have been on my program a number of times. And they've talked about how they, you know, within those cultures, how they view, you know, the rest of us. And it's, and just the pure evil, quite frankly, that is so pervasive in both of those cultures. It's really, quite stunning.
Well, some of the most insidious evil is when they're doing it for your own good.
Well,
air quotes around that, right?
Well, so. But that has been this shift, this shift of the left is, and how they've made their way even into the church, because they said, well, man can't manage his own affairs. So even a traditional biblicist would say, yes, that's true. Man is sinful and in need of a savior. Well, their response is no, man is bad and evil, and he is destructive to the world as a whole, and we must control him.
So there you just hit the nail on the head. The we points right back to some animals are more equal than others.
Absolutely.
The underlying flaw in that assumption by this that side is that some men are above all that and do, in fact, know what's best for us and can lead us down the righteous path, right?
Well, and ultimately...
That's the scary part.
And ultimately, that's leading us to the worship of trees and animals.
Yeah.
Because trees and animals, if they were just left to their own, the world would be better if we just had more trees, more animals, and less humans. I know, right? We're back to cynicism, right? Well, I'm trying to. I'm trying to get you charged up for a Monday and get you rolling into your day. You know, but folks, I'm telling you, this is, I mean, if you want to talk about Romans chapter 1, that is the left. The left has said, we know the Creator's there. There's no excuse. They know there's a God, but they reject Him and they elevate the creation and they idolize the creation above the Creator. And going back to our Constitution, our founders set in place that it was the Creator who gave us, endowed, put in us these inalienable rights that are who we are, our flesh and blood, and that they were worthy of defense to the death.
Yeah. Do you want a interesting little factoid about the Constitutional Convention?
I'm very interested. You know what? How long do you think that'll take? Because we're going into a break in a minute, so maybe we should tease with that and then come back. So Tom McHale, ACRU, theacru.org. It's the American Constitutional Rights Union. And really our topic today is this issue of the Constitution and the Constitution Day and understanding the significance of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, you know, what a lot of people don't know, which is that five of the most critical rights that we have are found right in the First Amendment itself. Religious liberty, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to redress the government, and freedom to peacefully protest, all of which were stolen from us, I believe, on the 6th of January. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so I was sharing a little bit, you know, and here's the thing. So I'm going to, folks, I'll bring you into this. I was sharing with Tom about just, how much information you have to process when you're sitting in this seat every day and filter to decide what do you need to know and what am I responsible to let you know, to tell you. And there's darkness that, you know, I try. That's why last week I said, parents, I don't care what you're doing right now. I don't care if you're in the grocery store, you're at work. I don't care. You need to go rescue your kids out of the public school system. Unless you know absolutely for a fact and you have been directly involved in who's on your school board, who your teachers are, every bit of curriculum, if they are from basically 8 years old on, they're being taught under the National Sex Education Standards, which say what the teacher has to teach them. And there's nothing in the Constitution, Tom, in my estimation, that allows them to teach 8-year-olds about masturbation and hormone therapy. I don't find that.
Yeah, pretty sure that's not in there. Nor is there any verbiage that requires citizens to turn over parenting rights to the state. So,
yeah, I don't see that. And the concern is, you know, for little eyes, is once little eyes and little ears have had this pushed into their system, their conscience is violated.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. Their conscience is violated. Now, I believe in the restorative powers of the cross. And I believe that, you know, I mean, I remember years ago coming back from Africa and being asked to speak at a Foursquare church in Santa Maria. And there was a woman who had been sexually abused many times. And she came forward to the altar for prayer, and God had me go, and I came up, and I didn't know her at all, but the Lord gave me a word of knowledge, and I knew this about her, and the Lord had me speak healing over her, and all of a sudden her face lit up, because every memory, every memory of those events was gone. She looked at me and she said, it's gone. It's like as if the file that was there has just been, well, you were in technology. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was
deleted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God deleted that file, and she, you know, I mean, cause she knew that there had been a file, but she, when she tried to access the file, she was like, I'm free. I'm free. The Lord removed the file. So I know God can heal these little kids and these children and these victims of abuse. And he can delete that file. I know he can. But parents, don't let it happen to begin with. Please. Please. School board members. Teachers. My God. What are you doing? And what I was saying to you is, and the reason I'm saying it right now, Ezekiel says that the blood of those who are walking in that is on our account if we don't say anything, and they die in their sin. If I say it, if I warn them, and they choose to continue in that path, then my hands are clean. That's why Paul said in the book of Acts, my hands are clean because I've spent the last 3 years warning you what's about to happen. If it happens, if you don't do anything about it, if the wolves come in, if they change the gospel, if they pervert the word, that's on you, because my hands are clean because I have given you the warning. You and I are sounding the alarm about the demise of the Constitution of the United States of America, the assault that it is under, and the ignorance of the people for not understanding their freedoms and their liberties. To you, sir.
It's simple stuff when you think about it, right? The whole concept of natural rights, they exist. They're not bestowed on us by the government. They're not granted by the government. They're not created by the Constitution or even the Bill of Rights. Right? They're bestowed on us by God.
Yeah.
They exist. They pre-exist all of this stuff that we've done. It's not a hard concept.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. What our founders did, this is folks, this is why I talked to you about 1 Samuel 8. And when the Israelites made the decision to, we want a king. Well, when they said we want a king, what they were saying, and this is what the Lord said to Samuel, he said, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Our founding fathers came to America saying, we're not rejecting God, we're rejecting this whole king idea, because we have discovered in Scripture that God has put rights in us. Unlike John Locke, whose concept was that God laid them in our hands, our founders rejected that. And they said, no, he didn't lay them in our hands. He wrote them in our hearts. He sealed them in our minds. They're literally the DNA that makes us fearfully and wonderfully made. We're fearfully and wonderfully made with life in our DNA. We're fearfully and wonderfully made with liberty, freedom bought, purchased at the cross by Christ. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. I came that you might have life and might have it more abundantly.
I always find it interesting how we collectively assume that the founders were intent on driving God out of government. And the interesting factoid I was going to share with you before the break is an interesting illustration of that concept. As it turns out, James Madison kept copious notes throughout the Constitutional Convention, you know, down to the detail level of who said what when. And one of those notes he captured was about Ben Franklin proposing in late June that each session should be opened with a prayer. And, you know, there was some debate on the topic, and people said, wait a minute, is that appropriate? Now, here's the gotcha. The question wasn't whether it's appropriate to pray in that setting. The question was whether it was appropriate to start in the middle, since they'd already been going a month without it. After some more debate, they figured out the reason that wasn't happening from day one. They had no funds for clergy. So they simply didn't have the money to pay someone to do it, but they wanted to. So, I think that tells you something, that, you know, all of these modern day assumptions are false. You know, the First Amendment is really, really clear on this. It says the government shall not establish religion. The government shall not prevent you from practicing religion. That's not hard to understand, is it?
Well, and the government was set. The Danbury Baptist letter that they all try to point to and suggest then that Jefferson was saying there's no religion was, in fact, Jefferson saying no. Christianity is going to be the driving influence on our government, but we're not going to establish a state church, because at the same time that Jefferson is writing to the Danbury Baptists, there are five congregations that are meeting on Sundays and over the course of the weekend within the Capitol holding church services, and Jefferson himself had been the one who had put the Marine Corps choir. He said the music's not sufficient to actually honor this, our God, and I want something better. So here, I'm going to send you in the Marines to sing the hymns. I mean, folks, we've got to wake up to what's really going on here. Tom, thank you for that. I thank you for that.
You're welcome. I always enjoyed that story. It's fun to go back to the source documents on some of this stuff, and Madison's notes are interesting and compelling stuff.
So. No doubt. All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more coming up. Hour number three, right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.